What is taking refuge in the three jewels of Buddhism? It means putting your trust in the Buddha, the Buddhist community, Sangha, and Buddhist teachings, Dharma. We develop this trust when our meditation and mindfulness practice reaches a certain point that gives rise to increased appreciation and even a sense of devotion to the people and teachings supporting our spiritual journey. But even more than that, it's also an important step in becoming a devout Buddhist practitioner. This is what Gil Fronsdal, a meditation teacher and scholar, explores and elucidates in a portion of his book titled The Issue at Hand, Essays on Buddhist Mindfulness Practice. He writes, "To take refuge in the Buddha is to take refuge in wisdom and clarity. Not only does the Buddha exemplify a person who has traversed the path to freedom, he also personifies the full potential for awakening and compassion found in each of us. To take refuge in the Dharma is, in part, to take refuge in the teachings and practices taught by the Buddha. However, more deeply, the Dharma is the marvelous and immediate awareness unobscured by our greed, hatred, and delusion. To take refuge in the Sangha is to take refuge in the community of people who share in Buddhist practice. It can be inspiring to know that others are dedicated to living the Buddha's teachings through their ethics, mindfulness, and compassion. To have the example and guidance of such people can be phenomenally encouraging." Complement these passages from The Issue at Hand with our articles on the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path.